Good afternoon. We continue with the warm and humid conditions through this first weekend of summer, which arrives at 5:44 p.m. today, as dew points are into the 60s. Combine those dew points with partly sunny conditions, and that should allow the afternoon highs to get well into the 80s. With these kinds of conditions, sometimes we can always expect to see a few scattered showers and maybe an isolated thunderstorm or two, so expectations are for convection to develop along the elevated heat sources, mountains, and then travel into the valley slowly later in the afternoon hours. Most of this activity should diminish with the loss of daytime heating by around 10 p.m. with warm and muggy conditions in the wake of those storms. Those warm and muggy conditions may result in some low stratus clouds and some fog formation overnight, and overnight lows looking to only reach down into the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the tail end of a front extending from the upper Great Lakes southeastward to the southern high plains will pivot northward through the central plains Saturday toward the lower plains Sunday, while the portion across Michigan will waver this weekend into Monday morning. Moisture pooling along the boundary will aid in producing showers and thunderstorms from the plains and Midwest into the Great Lakes through Sunday. The Storm Prediction Center advises that severe thunderstorms are possible across the northern plains Saturday and portions of the central plains and Midwest on Sunday. The Weather Prediction Center has a slight risk of excessive rainfall for the southern plains on Saturday. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 at Death Valley in California to a low of 25 at Pikes Peak in Colorado and in Kremling, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny with a high near 83 and a very small chance for a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 92. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 81. The Albany, New York climate normals for the day today, the average high is 79 while the average low is 58. The record high of 97 was set back in 1953 while the record low of 43 was set back in 1918. Today's sunrise was at 5:17 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:37 p.m. That is 15 hours, 19 minutes, and 9 seconds of daylight. It's an additional 2 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, expect mostly sunny skies with highs reaching into the upper 80s. For the night tonight, that chance for showers and thunderstorms comes to an end early, and then we see some patchy fog developing. Otherwise, we stay partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down near the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly sunny skies for this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 80s and potentially into the low 90s in a few spots. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at partly sunny skies with a chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon as highs reach into the low 80s. And for the night tonight, that chance for showers and thunderstorms comes to an end right around 10 o'clock onward. We stay partly cloudy as overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at mostly sunny skies with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon as highs reach into the low to mid 80s, and for the night tonight, the chance for rain ends early as we see patchy fog developing and partly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at mostly sunny skies with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 80s, a couple spots potentially hitting 90, And for the night tonight, that chance for rain ends early, seeing that patchy fog developing and partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, humid conditions continuing once again for Father's Day and hot temperatures as highs once again reach into the upper 80s. We'll see the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.